Generative AI has been announced by Roblox, and what this can do for small developers is it can basically make games just by AI. So basically AI writes the code, it makes the assets, it makes basically everything in the game. Roblox developer of Please Donate Hazem just bought a billboard for 2 days and has put Roblox tweets on it in Times Square. The Roblox Pet Simulator X Titanic red and blue balloon cat plushies have been officially confirmed to be $250, and a lot of people are mad at this because it's just too expensive for the average person to afford, some comments have said, and the Big Games Twitter has turned off the comments. A Roblox competitor is trying to steal Roblox UGC creators and Roblox developers from Roblox to their own site in order to gain more sort of like people developing. As part of a strive for a dependable source of truth for your revenue reports on Roblox, a few changes are being made to ensure reports are accurate and consistent with payments. Pet Simulator X has recently discontinued their NFT project, claiming owners have received full refunds. The full amount repaid remains unclear after the price of Ethereum has dropped by almost 60% since the project's launch in November 2021. Prison Life received an update recently, and the creator of the game says he'll update the game to stop the very apparent problem of cheaters. One day he'll get around to it, but right now his life is more important. A boy was recently detained by authorities after he was found role-playing terrorism on Roblox. The Spider Ninja headband went limited.